All right, so these two have potential to be like the next Justin and Britney or the next Bieber and Selena.
Ooh.
But are they dating or are they not? We're going to get to it coming up in just a second. First, in the heat of the moment, Cardi B threw her wig into the crowd at her concert this weekend, and now she wants it back.
That's amazing.
Cardi said that she got carried away when she threw her beloved wig into the audience this weekend, and she's pleading for the hair back on Instagram. She begged whoever has her wig to please direct message her online because they're not cheap.
There's no givesies backsies with wigs. Come on, or anything that you throw off of a stage. That's public property.
No, give it back to her. Maybe you'll get a meet and greet with Cardi B. That'd be like the greatest meet ever.
Maybe she'll give you something else. True. But it's probably like less than $1,000 for this wig.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised she's even trying.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she'll give the fan who gives it back anything more. Because if she's too cheap to give something worth $1,000, which is a lot of money, don't get me wrong, just not for Cardi B.
Yeah.
You know?
And shouldn't she have like backup wigs as well? I mean,
you would think
it would be foolish to only have one wig on your tour.
True, you need more than one wig, absolutely. I just can't believe that she is that worried about something that costs that much. Maybe it was just like custom made for her or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. I always just pictured celebrities like doling out $1,000 like it was a toonie or something.
Or just don't throw wigs in the crowd anymore.
There you go. There's an idea. Keep your wig on your head. We could always just keep the hair on our heads. True. So videos of Ariana Grande struggling to get through songs on her tour have been making the rounds online. She's broken down in tears on stage multiple times recently, and she tweeted out a long letter on Sunday to explain. She said, "I feel everything very intensely, and I've committed to doing this tour during a time in my life when I'm still processing a lot, so sometimes I cry a lot. I thank you for accepting my humanness." And she said she shared the letter because she wants fans to know that if you too are hurting, that you can push through, and you're definitely not alone. And she said, you know, it's really hard to balance taking care of the people around you, doing your job, healing, and taking care of yourself at the same time. So she's just being vulnerable. She's putting it all out there.
What was it? A couple years ago, Bieber was in a similar place, right? And he had to end his tour early because he just wasn't in the right mindset to get through it. It sounds like Ariana Grande, similar place. She's trying to get through it, but it sounds like she's in a similar spot than what Bieber was
still at. Still an issue there with genders when you think about it too, because people would have been so hard on Justin if he had broken down crying on stage multiple times. It's just so much more accepted for a female, which I hate. Like, I wish that men could show their emotion in the same way without fear of judgment, you know?
Yeah, it seems like Ariana's sort of using this as therapy, right?
Exactly.
I mean, she's not sort of bowing out of this, and so I admire that.
I agree 100%. It takes guts, right, to put it all out there.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure. All right, so Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are throwing fuel on the rumors that they're dating.
I mean, with a song like this, come on.
In the video, it is so steamy.
The love story writes itself.
So they were spotted holding hands in West Hollywood. Then they were heading back to Sean's place afterwards. I'm sure just to play cards.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
But they looked super cozy. Like, they were walking hand in hand. It wasn't a photo where they could have been sharing gum or something, and you couldn't have misinterpreted it. They were cozy, walking hand in hand. And then a fan account spotted the two of them in a friend's Instagram story, snuggling next to a pool. It's only for like a few split seconds. And I was like, oh, they're off the friends list for sure, because they just showed them getting very close. Canoodling.
Yeah, they've seen each other naked.
Totally. Now, Shawn Mendes still denies they're dating, but I think he's probably just being nice since Camila just broke up with her boyfriend also.
True. I keep forgetting how young they both are.
Yeah.
Like, what, 21 maybe?
Yeah.
Both of them, they're both very old
In Hollywood,
souls.
That's like 35, though.
That's true.
They've seen a lot.
They've been around for a while, right? It's like Shawn Mendes has been around for like a good 4 or 5 years.
But before, you were sort of drawing the parallel between Britney and Justin. I mean, when you're that young and you're that, like, that successful and influential, I mean, they're only a handful of people that you know get you, and I think that they're in this similar boat, so why wouldn't they?
When you're that beautiful, like, who else are they gonna find? They're both gorgeous.